Hello, it's Richard Land, and we're back on the air. You're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we'll continue our discussion on the importance of being set for success in your business with George Nickel, CEO of MultiCrete Systems, Inc. You can check them out at MultiCreteSystems.com. But first, a few business champion thoughts. Canada has a diverse economy. We enjoy the fruits of diversity with opportunities in all business sectors, be it agriculture, manufacturing, construction, oil and gas, and mining. Recently, I started to wonder about the mining industry in Canada, and I was fascinated to find out a few things. You see, I jumped on Google and typed in mining industry in Canada, and I discovered that Canada's mining industry has come a long way since the discovery of coal in Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia, over 350 years ago. There are now approximately 800 mining operations in Canada, and many, many communities can trace their roots back to mining and exploration activities. This makes Canada one of the largest mining nations in the world, producing well over 60 minerals and metals and contributing to about 5% of our gross domestic product, with about 19% of our country's exports. Canada ranks first in the world production of potash and uranium, and ranks fifth in the production of nickel, aluminum, magnesium, salt, zinc, and diamonds. Mining industry accounts for about 1 in every 46 jobs in our country, and it is said that 1 in 10 jobs can be related to the service industry. You could say that mining is an integral part of the fabric of our country, Canada. With the business sector comes opportunity, and today we are privileged to be sitting with one of our business champions, George Nickel of MultiCrete Systems, Inc. He supports the mining industry in many ways and other resource-based organizations, too. If you'd like to chat a little bit more about this, send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca. I'd be glad to connect with you. George, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Richard. Nice being with you again.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've actually chatted and that about the business and business overall. But George, before we get started, I always like to open up for our listeners with a little bit about you as a person, your background and where you're from. And yeah, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a bit of a transplant from the Ottawa area, but I spent a significant amount of time in Western Canada, right to the tune of spending 22 years living up in Thompson, Manitoba.
Yeah, so you've been a regular part of the Manitoba economy.
Yeah, you could say so.
Now, if I remember correctly, then you spent some time out in British Columbia also.
We spent 10 years out in the Vancouver area. That's basically where the business was founded. Again, it was a bit of an association with another mining supply company, and that kind of got us going both in the cement-based product line, which we're involved in, as well as the related equipment side.
Yeah, so you've actually transitioned or changed routes many times in related to the actual mining industry in our country.
You could certainly say so, and growth all the way along.
Growth all the way along. Well, we like that. You know, business is often about peaks, valleys, and detours. And it sounds maybe you've had a few detours along the way. Now, presently, I believe your company name is MultiCrete Systems, Inc., and it's presently head officed in Winnipeg, is it not?
That is correct. We've built a head office in the south side of Winnipeg and have not only the office there, but also a fabrication and manufacturing base there.
Facilities. Now, just before we actually got on the air, we were talking about roughly the size of your organization. Can you just address really about how big you guys are?
Well, we have about 8 different locations scattered across Western Canada, predominantly very close to our customer, which are the mines. Again, our product is somewhat freight sensitive, so we tend to get very close to the customer because of that. We have about 100 employees in total in these 8 locations and range basically from northwestern Ontario right all the way across to Northwest Territories and into BC.
Into BC. That's actually quite incredible. And you're covering basically 5 provinces plus a territory. So that's quite a bit of geographic expansion, we'll call it.
Correct. And we've done some of it with some joint ventures with Aboriginal entities, so that's certainly helped grow the business.
So before we get into that in terms of maybe some of the partnerships or associations you've created, I suspect that a lot of our listeners don't know what MultiCrete does. So maybe we should talk just a little bit about your product line or the base product line, and then we'll expand from there.
Yeah, our core business basically involves taking sand, and aggregates, drying those and mixing them with cement-based products and blends, putting those products that are mixed, ready to use, into big bags or other containers, and shipping those off to the mines where they actually take them underground and use them to spray on the walls. So it's called shotcrete. Basically, it's an acronym for shot on concrete. It provides tremendous ground stabilization. And along with that, we also sell related equipment that we value add. And we also get into, you know, industrial grouts and things like that for heavy civil projects.
Yeah. And just so to repeat that a little bit, shotcrete is an acronym for shot on concrete.
Correct.
So sounds like big hoses, powerful guns, just blowing the stuff at the walls of mines.
There's a couple of different processes. Predominantly, there's a dry process where you take the material. It's almost like a sandblast process where you blow it down the hose, add water at the nozzle. That's a dry. With a wet mix process, you basically take the material, wet it up in something like a small ready mix truck, and then pump it and add air at the nozzle to blow it onto the surface. And you can actually spray tremendous amounts of this material in a short time without forms. That's really the big feature of it. You don't need any forming. It actually stays where it's sprayed with the use of accelerators that make this stuff hard in about 20 seconds.
So
it stiffens it up.
So you really don't want to get coated in this stuff.
It would make you definitely a very hard man.
Very good indeed. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. It's Richard Lennon for the Business Champion SPAR, and we're talking today with George Nickel, CEO of Multicrete Systems. Now you can check them out at multicretesystems.com. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land for the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is George Nickel of Multicrete Systems, Inc. Sorry about that, George. Just because I just sort of slurred that a little bit, Multicrete Systems, Inc. Sometimes I do that on radio. We're talking a bit today about the mining industry. In particular, we were talking about George's company and the types of services they provide within the mining industry. And we were talking about a product called Shotcrete. And so I'd like to continue that on, because you guys have had a lot of success. We were joking a little bit about, you know, how fast this dries and everything. So, George, tell us a little bit more about the products and services of your organization.
Well, we spent a lot of time over the last 20 years. It's a traditional product in a way, because it just basically takes cement and aggregate. It's been around since the early 1900s, actually. They used it to build dinosaurs at the old museums down in, I believe it was Chicago, back in 1909.
So there's some history with that, where they would take fossils and develop them and then use that to harden for bones for museums. Right on.
So we've certainly had a lot of history with this product. We're now going basically from the old hand shovel method to trying to mechanize this. So we've been Multicrete's been quite instrumental in terms of developing, shall we say, bulk handling systems to both speed the process up, but also make it safer. Mining has its own challenges, as does heavy civil and underground construction. There's always lots of dangers. You want to stay away from collapsing or falling ground. So we've developed a mechanized carrier called an HW10 hybrid. Again, that's on our website, along with a very unique product where we blend the two processes I talked about earlier, the wet and the dry. You now have a dry product that has all the features and benefits of wet, where you take it and you can use it 24/7. And so traditionally with materials that are wet, you know, you have a very definitive shelf life, or pot life, as they call it.
Okay.
Now with this product here, it's dry, you add water, and then immediately it goes into the pump. So it's called a hybrid wet material. It's being successfully used by the Hud Bay group up in Flin Flon. And we're promoting it actively to other large mining organizations such as Vale and Thompson, and certainly the Diavik group up in the territories for the diamonds.
No kidding. I mean, that makes a lot of sense in terms of all the big mining organizations. Now, if I understand this, you said it was a dry-wet hybrid. So is the water introduced at the point where you're spraying the powder. I'm going to say powder. You correct me. The powder onto the wall.
The dry material. Then in this case here, it's actually introduced before it enters the pump. So traditionally, you would take with the wet process, you would actually take the material, wet it up just like you would in a ready mix truck or in a cement mixer. So it comes out already at a kind of a flowable or toothpaste consistency. Now what we do, we add the water and immediately put it into the pump. So you have a very short, shall we say, mix to use time. So it eliminates a lot of expensive admixtures and gives you a superior product on the wall. And again, like I said, the big feature is it's available 24/7. Mining, of course, is a 24/7.
It's a 24/7 industry, sure.
And you never know when you need it, when you need shotcrete, because there's always issues with equipment and cycling time. So this here really is a huge benefit to the mining industry.
And it sounded to me like you used the word, you only used it once, but I want to bring it up. You used the word safe or safety. So it sounds to me like this product actually helps keep people safe.
Correct. Yeah. Again, in conjunction, everything is getting more and more mechanized. Now you're actually using robotic arms to spray it, much like the old Canada arm, but you mount it actually on a carrier underground, and the pump feeds this arm and keeps the men from under any falling or loose ground.
Loose ground. So that sounds wonderful. Sounds like there's actually many, many possible, I'm using the word solutions, many ways to use this particular product, not just in mines.
The biggest one now is, of course, with the advent of this new technology, you know, we're using some of these rapid setting agents. So traditionally, they would have to wait 8 hours before they could go under sprayed ground. Now we can do it in 2 hours.
2 hours.
So it really speeds up the mining cycle, makes it much more cost-effective to use what, as they call, shotcrete for primary ground support.
Okay. What kind of other products do you sell along lines with your shotcrete?
Well, that's a good question. We've been pigeonholed kind of as a shotcrete supplier, but we've actually gone and developed other things, again, related equipment such as this carrier, but we're actually diversifying or adding other cement-related products without straying too far from our core business. So we're doing things like subarctic grout right now. What we're doing, it's actually a sub-zero grout. We're actually using it up in Inuvik, and it can actually be mixed and placed into frozen ground and still achieve superior strength within a very, very short time frame, like less than an hour.
Now, is that sort of offset the challenges with like permafrost and
Correct.
Stuff like
it's
this?
It's used in permafrost.
It's used in permafrost.
To that's set what anchors. You mean. For housing, a big housing complex up there, and we called it a sub-zero grout. And again, we've got a very comprehensive lab and product development team here in our Winnipeg branch, and we've done some amazing things here that we can then roll out to our other branches.
Yeah, I've been pleasured. I've had the privilege and pleasure of actually having a tour of your facilities, and I think I'd be very comfortable saying that you do have a very impressive lab and facilities here in Winnipeg as your new location. And that, out of curiosity, how long have you been head office in Winnipeg?
We moved into this new facility basically in November of last year. So prior to that, we had a presence here, but it was more just a little fab and assembly facility. Now it's a true head office and production facility.
Yeah, it's quite a nice spot. You know what? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll actually talk a bit more with George about diversification and the economy and what's happening in the mining industry, and then some of the other services that they've gotten involved in, and maybe a little bit more into products and stuff too. So you listen to Richard Land for the SPAR, for the Business Champion. Our champion today is George Nickel of Multicrete Systems. You can check them out at multicretesystemsinc.com. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Land for The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. You know, The SPAR is all about taking your business from a strategic plan to an actual roadmap, finding your winning approach to help you set and achieve your business goals. In business, there are many peaks, valleys, and detours on the road to our success. Sometimes you might find yourself stuck. Maybe you've lost focus, and maybe you need to establish or reestablish direction. Sometimes you see that people need to work together to unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. Isn't that what sparring to be a business champion is all about? You take a structured approach to engage your people and transform your business to greater success. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with George Nickel of Multicrete Systems, Inc. You can check them out at multicretesystems.com regarding the mining industry and some of those products and services that they offer to our economy. We'll also do the 1-2-3 business champion knockout tips, the things you must do in your business to be a champion. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today, our business champion, is George Nickel, CEO of Multicrete Systems. Now, George, just before the break, we were talking about the importance of the business, and we were talking a bit about growth and everything. And there's lots happening in the economy today. And I sort of opened up with business champion thoughts on that one. And what's going on in the mining industry today?
Well, I'm sure as most people know, mining is going through a bit of a downturn cycle. It's one of those blindside things that everything was chugging along nicely even after the 08 collapse. Mining was still going strong, especially in Canada, it seemed, and we were somewhat insulated from that. And it's really about a year ago we noticed a significant downturn kind of in Western Canada, where the mines started belt tightening, so to speak. To the point where, you know, our revenues dropped 25-30%.
Wow. Wow. That's across the board, right?
Across the board. So that kind of hurt us insofar as we had just, again, moved into a new facility. We had lots of new overhead, and it caused us, some obviously distress and discomfort as we had to downsize quickly.
Yeah, and I think, it's great that you would actually bring that up. I mean, we talk about peaks and valleys within business and then cycles. And that's the same challenge would probably be happening with some of your competitors and then some other mining service type companies in the industry, too. Often, I guess the things we can only control are we can control our costs, our productivity, our sales to a certain point. But if you look at it, most businesses want to decrease costs, increase productivity, enhance the bottom line, right?
Yeah, correct. So we had gone through a strategic planning exercise, a fairly extensive one, about a year and a half before, to the point where, our goal was within 3 years to double the size of our business. And all of a sudden, we get blindsided by this downturn. It was one of these issues during our SWOT analysis that, it was looked at, but I don't think we really took it seriously enough to look at, what really happens? What really is our option if mining downsizes and how do we deal with that?
There's actually a tool you can add to a SWOT called a PEST, and it stands for Political, Economic, Social, and Technology, and allows you to dig a little bit deeper probably into some of the threats that you're talking about in terms of the external economy. I suspect that the oil and gas industry is having the same challenge right now with the $65 or $60 barrel oil. Same idea.
I imagine so. I think they're being cautiously optimistic, hoping it'll be a six-month short-term window. But in any case, we found that it very quickly caused us to trim, any unnecessary spending. Probably positive out of this downturn is that it forced us to seriously pursue diversification.
Yes.
And that's a challenge in itself, because if you diversify, you've got to make sure that it's still within the realms of your capabilities. And, you don't want to stray too far from your core business. I mean, we had opportunities to get into the contracting end of it, and that really is not our core business. And it's a completely different business model than production, manufacturing, and customer product service. So we ended up diversifying into things like precast. We diversified. We had actually three different diversity channels. We diversified not only with our products, but we diversified our customer base to focus more on mining and heavy civil. And we also diversified geographically. We're looking at the tunneling industry now, to the point where we're going to be in New Orleans in 2015. At a big trade show called RETC, Rapid Excavating and Tunneling, and that's kind of on a global scale, all the big tunneling guys. And there's some big tunneling projects coming up in Toronto with infrastructure. There's some big tunneling work happening out west, too, and BC is talking about some of that, both for the Site C dam that was just announced recently with BC Hydro. So we're going to get involved in those and have done some good groundwork, such as lunch and learns with some of the key consulting firms, Hatch, AMEC, those firms. So that's another, shall we say, diversification, expansion, or extension of what we do.
Yeah, it sounds to me like, you know, I understand that you could probably have looked at the external marketplace and what happens if the value of minerals decreases on the public market, and then what the impact is. But it sounds to me like you've also identified a way to actually work around that, right? I mean, often it comes to times when we have those valleys that we actually identify our detours, and this case here is diversification. So it sounds to me like you've found some ways to actually balance out your business a bit and grow it in other areas.
Well, yes, and it certainly helps to have, you know, a real strong internal group to depend on. We've got a wonderful complement of very competent people in-house that are very diversified themselves.
Yes.
You know,
they can
problem solve and come up with the necessary solutions, because they're a very dedicated group, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, right on. I mean, you do have some great people actually working for you in the organization and everything. In terms of some of the other places that you are right now, is there any other locations that you've moved to in terms of or branched out your offices in any other places?
Well, we've just recently completed a new facility up at Points North. It's a multi-million dollar production facility to serve Cameco initially, but there's quite a bit of work. There's a big power project happening up at Black River, that area. There's some other new shaft sinking that's happening in the uranium business for people like Rio Tinto. So, again, we look at that as, you know, some potential growth with, you know, some diversification. We're actually just completed a new facility out in Redwater, Alberta, and that's to deal with oil and gas. Again, that's bad timing maybe in a way, but it's a very specialty thermal cement process that we're doing, and they seem to be somewhat insulated.
Mm. You know what? We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about that a little bit. You listen to Richard Lannan with the SPAR for the Business Champion. We're talking today with George Nickel of Multicrete Systems. When we come back, we'll do the 1, 2, 3 Business Champion Knockout Tips, and we'll talk a little bit more about maybe the economy and the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys that we experience when we're in the resource base. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan for the SPAR for the Business Champion. We're talking today with George Nickel of Multicrete Systems, Inc. and Multicrete.com. You can check them out right there, MulticreteSystems.com. George, we're doing the 1, 2, 3 Business Champion Knockout Tips, and I always like it when a CEO comes on and they have breadth and lots of experience. So for our listeners, what are your 1, 2, 3 Business Champion tips for their organization?
Well, I think the three, not necessarily in order, but again, keep diversifying, mine your existing customers, and focus on continuous improvement.
So let's talk a little bit about each one. Okay, so diversify, mine existing customers, and focus on continuous improvement. So let's talk a bit about diversification first. So in terms of a tip, what have you learned around diversification? Why is that so important?
Well, again, no single tree grows to the sky, so we kind of have to... We have to certainly keep that in mind and try and branch out a little bit so that we have not just reliance on one single industry or a single product.
So diversification could be along industry lines, multiple industries where it's one product, or it could be multiple industry with multiple complementary products. And I guess diversification would also be for you guys geographically, because you've moved around quite a bit geographically in your business.
Yeah, geographically, and also you know, within that we're talking about maybe looking at strategic partnerships. We've had good success. Our partnership with our Edmonton branch has been with the North Slave Métis. We've been over 5-6 years with that now, and it's multi-million dollar segment. We're doing exploring that, and actually have a joint venture going in northern Manitoba now with the Fox Lake First Nation called Makeso Concrete, and we're going actively after the Manitoba Hydro work that's happening up at the Keewatinaw Converter Station.
Okay.
And any of the infrastructure work that's happening at Kiask. So we're having good success with that.
So it's not only diversification in terms of your industry and product line and everything, but it's diversification in terms of the people groups that you're actually working with, your key stakeholders to actually be successful in these particular marketplaces.
Correct. Yeah, these northern groups have got a lot to offer because, again, the population, a large part, lives up there. So it's, forms a good solid base for us.
Very good solid base. Now, diversification was one. And mine, your customer base, your existing customer base, let's speak to that a little bit.
Well, customers are like gold, and you tend to take them for granted little bit, and they tend to pigeonhole you. So you really have to be aware of the fact that if you have a product line, in our case, shotcrete, they always think about you for shotcrete, but they don't think about you for related equipment, or all of a sudden we're also doing cement-based grouts. They don't know that, or if they do, they don't really think about it. So you have to constantly remind them, and to try and mine your existing customers, it's so much easier than trying to find new ones.
Try to find new ones. Tell me about it. I'm an entrepreneur, too, and I've run many different companies and businesses, and I can tell you right now, the investment to find a new customer versus actually working with existing ones, far better.
Yeah, so we've added some sales staff to pursue mining our existing customers, and it's paying off quite handsomely in terms of increased revenue, again, to offset some of the revenue. Even though mining is down, now we're selling more and different yet related products. Other than just depending on the shotcrete side.
Just depending on the solo sort of service that you offer and you're noted for. Yeah, that is an absolutely great business champion tip and an important one for entrepreneurs. The third one that you mentioned was continuous improvement. So what's that one all about for you guys?
Well, in today's world, there isn't much room for mistakes. So we found that, by focusing, again, using our expert group in-house to produce quality or to focus on quality raw materials, it really makes, shall we say, recall of the final product so much mitigates it, virtually eliminates it. You know, garbage in, garbage out. You sure. Try and eliminate the garbage in when you're using raw materials. And so our continuous improvement, we're really doing a lot of focus there and actually doing a lot of quality control with our customers. So that, again, it's the old CYA policy. We provide them some valuable results that they can then keep record of, and it keeps everybody out of trouble.
Keeps everybody out of trouble. So diversification, mine your existing customer base, and continuous improvement, especially from a manufacturing perspective, quality assurance, putting out a good product the first time as opposed to redos and all the challenges that would have. Yeah. What other kind of interesting things are actually happening, I guess, with your organization at this point in time?
Well, we did a little bit of expansion down into South America. We've got some irons in the fire. We've got an engineering completion that we did largely with our in-house staff on a major mine reorganization down in Lima, Peru. So that's certainly something new. And again, the big thing is we've added precast and that sort of thing to our portfolio, which again is still cement based related and has some great potential, along with production of industrial based grouts.
Yeah, and so now not only are you regional, I guess, in Canada, but you also have an international wing too. And earlier you mentioned a program that you're looking at some options in the United States, which could also develop into international clients for you also. So that really sets you apart from a lot of organizations, I would think, in terms of some of the things you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, correct. We've always been a representative for some shotcrete equipment that's built in Switzerland and down in Germany, as well as in the States. So what we're doing is, using some of that as a springboard too to help, again, collectively, we go after some of these projects with the support of our big suppliers.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. You're listening to Richard Lannan for the SPAR, and our business champion today is George Nickel of Multicrete Systems, and you can check them out at Multicrete Systems, Inc. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and welcome back to the SPAR for the business champion. Now, George, I really appreciate you spending time with me today, and I have one final question for you. If there is one message you could actually deliver to our listeners, what would that be?
Well, thanks, Richard. I think one of the things that is dear to my heart is you really cannot take the status quo for granted. You really have to be in a continuous improvement, keep growing mode, because if you don't, you basically die or you basically regress. So there is no such thing as standing still. You have to move forward and do it in a positive fashion so that you're always adding and growing or, you know, changing out old with newer and better things.
So always moving forward, never sitting still, always being willing to push the envelope on your business to the next level.
So true.
So true. You're listening to Richard Lannan. My guest today is George Nichols. And George is from the MultiCrete Systems, Inc. He's the CEO of that company. You can check them out at MultiCreteSystems.com. I want to take this opportunity for thank you for tuning